It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. As the nation prepares to elect a new president today, it's also the anniversary of a classic American piece written during World War II. This week is the 74th anniversary of Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. It was November 6, 1942 that Copland finished the work. It was commissioned just months after the attack on Pearl Harbor. Cincinnati Symphony's music director Eugene Goossens, as a gesture of patriotism, asked 18 leading American composers to write fanfares to raise the spirits of listeners. One would be played each week of the season in Cincinnati. Aaron Copland wrote it for, in his words, those doing all the dirty work. His title, he said, came from a speech given by Vice President Henry A. Wallace, who declared that the 20th century can and must be the century of the common man. Copland had no idea that his contribution to the war effort would live beyond its premiere or that it would come to symbolize America's greatness as well as its humanity. It is played at Olympic Games, presidential inaugurations, and memorial services for those who died on September 11, 2001. Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, almost 75 years old this week. A British study says more than 70% of musicians have experienced anxiety and panic attacks. Professionals working in the music industry, including those in theater, may also be up to three times more likely to suffer from depression than the general public, according to the Help Musicians UK survey results. The research has been undertaken as part of a major campaign investigating mental well-being within the music industry. Launched earlier this year, the study is the largest of its kind ever done. It includes people working across all genres of music, including those in theater, opera, and ballet. Of those who responded, 71% had experienced anxiety and panic attacks, while 65% reported that they had suffered from depression. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on listener-supported 89.5, KBAQ Phoenix and HD. We also broadcast on Translator K209 DV Scottsdale at 89.7 and we're available on the web at kbonk.org.